Ronald Reagan was known for his optimism for America and its people. He ran for his second term on the theme, Morning in America. In fact, the last words he penned to the American people when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease carried a note of optimism. He said, "I know that for America, there will always be a bright dawn ahead." You're listening to Longitude. It's Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. I'm Darris McNeely. We could use a measure of that optimism in America right now. America is going through a period of financial turmoil that is deep and painful for many. More than 75% of Americans believe the economy is in bad shape. Politicians and top economists are nervous and feel it is the worst crisis in the past 60 years. What exactly we are facing is something deeper than statistics. We can slice and dice figures to show the weakness of the economy in relation to other nations. Particularly worrisome are the budget and the account deficits. The same figures can be assembled to make a case that things are not as bad as in the past. For instance, the Great Depression period. Therefore, we should not be too alarmed. There is no doubt that the American economy, for all of its problems, is still the world's largest and potentially the most resilient. There is reason to be optimistic, except for one thing. We aren't. Today, we have what a Wall Street Journal piece called a cultural rot of pessimism, draining our collective energy, blinding us to possibilities, and eroding our position in the world. Gone is a long-term optimism that has been a part of the country's foundation and the envy of others. The can-do spirit that tomorrow can be better has begun to fade from the culture. Other nations like India, China, and Brazil have taken a page from our playbook and have risen on a tide of prosperity in part because they believe they can do anything. That idea, that belief, has been a very important part of the American past. It was summed up in a piece written by an American ambassador, Lord Bryce, actually an ambassador to the United States from Great Britain, in a piece that he wrote called The American Commonwealth, and I quote, "America excites an admiration which must be felt upon the spot to be understood. The hopefulness of her people communicates itself to one who moves among them and makes him perceive that the graver faults of politics may be far less dangerous there than they would be in Europe. 100 times in writing this book have I been disheartened by the facts I was stating. 100 times as the recollection of the abounding strength and vitality of the nation chased away those tremors." Well, as this piece goes on to show, those days are not with us now. Other nations have that same confidence, and we have a crisis. While other nations rise, America may not be rising as fast, but if it is declining in confidence and optimism about itself and what can be done, then we are dealing with a systemic problem of the spirit. And the cure is more than economic figures. Self-criticism and blaming alone will not lead us to acknowledge the core of the problem. God speaks of a nation having its pride of power broken in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26 and verse 19. Power broken because of spiritual sin. When a nation blessed by God cannot understand the source of all its blessings, there comes a time when God removes his guiding hand. The result is confusion and uncertainty. I wonder if we're not seeing that time now in our inability to move confidently into the future. The good news is there is a bright dawn ahead, not just for America, but for the world. It is the true hope of God's intervention with his kingdom on this earth. There are more troubles to navigate before that day, but that hope, that truth, is the anchor of a lasting confidence in reality and the wisdom of a power beyond today's world. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.